This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
On the show, as I said, who's not in the studio is Rowan Sheehan. Rowan, hello.
Hello, David. And how are you on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
I know. It's all of a sudden, it's a beautiful afternoon. It was a little bit strange this morning, though, wasn't it? But it seems to have sorted itself out a bit.
Well, I'm actually down on the Mornington Peninsula, so it's getting a little bit grey out there at the moment, and it's quite mild.
Right. But, okay. It's warm.
Quite windy.
Yeah, it's windy here, and there's a gale force. I actually noticed there's pretty strong winds. But right now, it's 31 degrees in Melbourne, so it's pretty warm out there. And but you know, like I believe there's going to be a little bit of rain, not much. But there's a lot of wind, so if you've got any washing out there, it will dry pretty quickly out on the line. Well, I haven't had I live in an apartment. I haven't put my clothes out on a line for forever and a day. Anyway, so what's happening in the arts? Because things are starting to loosen up. The Melbourne Fringe Festival is off and running. What else is going on?
Well, look, you'll probably be aware, one of the famous institutions of Melbourne is actually the Myer Christmas Window.
Yay!
Which a few months ago Myer announced, because of COVID, that this year's windows were going to be cancelled, and there was an outcry.
Yep.
So the Melbourne City Council had a discussion with Myer, and they were back on, and they were actually revealed yesterday. So, look, it's probably not the windows that we were going to get, because that story, it was being developed 12 months ago. It's been put on hold. So, because, staff couldn't actually work down at the where they actually make the windows.
Yep.
So the wonderful John Kerr, who runs Stage One, who, they've done the windows for 27 years and, great friend of the community. He's a bit of a hoarder. So what he's done is that they've put together, they've got a narrative. It's about Santa not being able to deliver presents to the kids of Melbourne. But they've taken the best bits of the windows over the last few years to put the windows together. So they've been quite clever. So you go to actually see famous animatronics from Windows Past, sort of reimagined. So I haven't actually physically gone down yet. I'm looking forward to going down during the week.
Yep.
But one of my friends, Belinda from Ballarat, actually was there yesterday and took some wonderful photos. And they actually look quite good.
They don't look quite good. They look spectacular. I checked them out today when I was coming to Joy.
So look, and there's a couple of, there's a couple of favourites. The little dog that was in front of Flinders Street Station. I think that's one of the greatest windows they've done. And, look, they've drawn on the past windows to actually bring together something. So I hope the kids of Melbourne.
They will. And
the big kids of Melbourne.
Yeah, and the big kids of Melbourne, exactly. But also what's happening in Melbourne as well, and it's been all over social media, is the floral arrangements that are all through the city at present. A spectacular arch at the, like Flinders Street Station. I walked past it this morning and some of the laneways, and it all looks absolutely beautiful.
Look, the City of Melbourne is doing a wonderful thing at the moment. They're trying to get people back into the city. The flower arrangements, which, have homage to another great spore institution that used to do them here in Melbourne, deck out their ground floors with floral arrangements.
Yep.
Still happens in Sydney. But it's sort of a nod. I think it's a nod to that. But, I think it's in intriguing parts of Melbourne, so people can, go to unusual parts of Melbourne to actually see these stunning displays. And by some of the leading florists here based in Melbourne. But the other thing that the City of Melbourne is also doing is the busking. They invited buskers to take over the City of Melbourne, you know, to have music and entertainment on all the streets in the lead up to Christmas.
Yep.
So, look, there's a lot of things happening. So I hope people do, you know, after being locked down for so many months, do get an opportunity to get out and about.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is, and as we know, the government, the state government, is saying for people to stay working from home if you can. But unfortunately, what that's doing is killing off the city in so many areas, because there's no one in the office buildings. There are, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of office buildings, and you know, like, I'm in on a Friday night doing my show on Joy, and when I leave, it ain't like it normally is on a Friday night, where it would be, you know, wall to wall people everywhere. There's, you know, like, there's a few more people than what there was, say, a month ago. But, you know, like, it's really sad. So come into the city if you can, and just to see what is happening with some of these flowers. And, of course, out the front of the town hall, the flowers at present out the front there are quite spectacular, but they always are.
They are. So, look, but there are other things happening around Melbourne at the moment. Buxton Contemporary, which is located down in South Bank, you know, opposite the Melbourne Theatre Company, they've released their latest light source commission, and it's from a Sydney-based artist from Grant Stevens, and it's called Fawn in the Forest. So I take it more like it's Bambi Goes to Hall's Gap. it's a video that is on... that is actually projected out the front of the venue, so you can go see it at any time of the day. So, look, they're releasing another light source commission over the next few weeks. So it's an ever-changing gallery for that. So though Buxton Contemporary is actually still shut to the public, you can actually still see this work on the facade of the gallery. But happening other places around Melbourne, the Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery this year is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It reopens to the public on Tuesday, so people will be able to get in and see the 50th anniversary collection, and it's purely drawn from their collection that they've obtained over the last 50 years. So that's an exhibition that's well worth seeing. I'm getting very excited, and I know you will be too. The National Gallery of Victoria will be gradually reopening.
Yes.
And NGV Australia reopens next weekend. So I'm looking forward to, there's two fabulous exhibitions that will be on. One is Destiny, which will feature the work of Destiny Deacon. And the other one is one of Australia's art enfant terribles, Ivan Durant, who many people might remember that many years ago he dumped a carcass of a dead cow on the forecourt of the NGV and caused so much outrage. But, you know, a lot of his work does have bovines in it, and if you had been to NGV over the years, you would have seen his installation called Butcher Shop. So that will be displayed within this exhibition. But then a few weeks later, we're all getting very excited for Triennial, which opens on the 19th of December. So, look, you know me, I love my art, so I'm actually looking forward to that, to getting back into NGV.
We spoke to Tony Elwood on Sunday Arts last week, and he is so excited about Triennial. He really is, you know, like, and it's they've put so much time and effort in the last couple of years. He said, we're going to open this regardless. So,
yes, so look, and I think it's going to be one of the big blockbusters over the summer period.
Yep.
So, look, Melbourne audiences, you know, get your walking feet on, because, look, there is so much happening. The galleries are gradually reopening. Tarawarra reopens soon.
Yep.
Heidi reopens again next weekend as well. And Joy Hester exhibition, which, you know, another fabulous Australian artist.
Yep.
His work will be still on display for a short period before the gallery changes over to the 2021 exhibitions. So, look, there's so much happening.
And also, I just stuck my head in on Friday when I was in the city as well, is on Spencer Street, there's a new arcade dedicated to the arts. It's called Arcade. And it's really interesting. You know, like, it's shops that are just laying bare, and what they've done is turn this arcade in, and it's a lot of street artists that have taken over the spaces, and they've and it's really quite spectacular.
Look, as I said, we may have been closed for a few months, but, you know, we've got so much happening. And look, you know, Arcade, you know, which has been created by Daddy Roller in Westside Place. So, look, it's another thing that we can look forward to seeing. And, you know, we go to a lot of, as you said, a lot of street art in sort of some unusual places. So, look, quite exciting. There's a lot of things coming up. Look, theatre is still an unknown, though Melbourne Theatre Company will be announcing its 2021 season in early December. But also tomorrow, mid-morning, expect an announcement of a concert version of a very well-known musical that will take place here in the city next April. So I'm very excited because it's one of my favourite musicals, and it's got a brilliant creative team.
What do you mean? How are they doing it? In the street, or is it they doing it in a theatre?
No. It'll be in one of our big theatres at the Regent.
All right.
And for two performances only. So expect that announcement at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right. No, I'm not going to leave you there. You have to give us some sort of a hint of what it might be without giving it away. Come on.
Look, it has been performed here in Melbourne before on at least a couple of occasions, but this is a new production with a full orchestra. So I'm going to leave it there.
No, Rowan, not good enough. I need a little bit more information. Go on.
I'm not going to name any songs in it, but look, there is a crown in the advertising that's been circulating social media over the last couple of days, and I can tell you it is not a musical based on The Crown or Game of Thrones. So,
damn, I thought it might have been. No, you said it's a classic. Well, I think I've already made up my mind, so people... if a crown's in it, what do you think it might be? What do you think it might be?
So, you know, we're many players in the game.
Right.
So, look, 10 o'clock, we'll be announcing that just after 10 on Australian Arts Review tomorrow. And then, you know, let the announcements begin for next year. So there's quite exciting times happening. So, and look, as we start to come out of our...
Excuse me, you came out far too many years ago. So what's this about coming out?
I know, but, you know, I've been locked at home. I shouldn't say I have been out and about, but been very naughty.
I'm going to dob you in. Rowan, always a treat speaking with you. We'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time. And people, if you've got an idea of what a musical that, and there's a crown in the advertising for it, what do you think it could be? Which musical might it be? So thank you, Rowan. And where will we go to look to see what this musical is? What's your website?
You can go to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. So look, there's a lot of content on the moment. As I said, we're in Melbourne Fringe at the moment, so we've been featuring a lot of Melbourne Fringe shows, and we're also reviewing many of the Fringe shows that have been happening over this weekend, and so people can come and see what we've been looking at Fringe as well.
All right, brilliant. Rowan, always a treat talking to you. Come on, people, help me with what that musical might be. You're on Joy 94.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.